I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Should I start things off?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to. Big man's going to do it. Go for it, big man.
Well, since you gave me such a on-the-spot introduction, what can I say? Hello, good evening, and welcome to this edition of the podcast where we like to do things a little bit differently, called That Is Why We Are Messed Up. I'm not your host. I'm your co-host, Big Man, Booger Red. To the left of me, I have Shannon. I'm going to introduce yourself.
Hey, you all right?
Holy shit, you know, that took me by surprise. Big man. I am Big Man, the adaptation. Oh my good God, my
nice.
Brother.
I liked that.
Oh, I did gosh. I didn't know how you were going to respond, but.
Thank you. Look at that. Rise to the occasion. Nice. You pleased. I am Shanna sitting here, and I guess to the right of me is Bruv. He's the classic.
He's very impressed by our brother, but I shouldn't be surprised.
Exactly. Just to back up, welcome to And That's Why We Messed Up, the podcast talking about geekery, nerdism, and all else in between from a South London postcode. I don't need to anything else because Big Man just done did it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we do try. You know, I've had very good teachers, so you learn a few things. So,
I've got to say, this year, both of y'all are honestly legitimately inspiring me. You're both just hitting heady heights, and I love to be a part of it, and I love to witness it. I'm witnessing you! I damn love it. Big man, Booger Red, yep. I believe this week is your turn.
Well, thank you. This week, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to touch on a subject that pretty much been done for the last few times, which is the current state of wrestling. But I'm not going to go into a typical thing about, oh, they've done it wrong. No, we ain't going to do that. Mm-hmm. This issue, I'm just going to pinpoint a few certain things which I have spotted, which I know Bruv will spot in. And the fact that Sis contacted us regarding a certain situation, I think you should hear our views and let us know what you guys think.
About Edge? Is that what we're talking about?
We'll get to Mr. Copeland. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's Edge now, not Adam. Oh,
you know what I mean?
It flows. I thought if I didn't say who Adam is, people might get confused. So I've just said Edge.
But, do you hear how she says Adam? Like they've been on a date together recently.
That's what I'm saying. First name basis. Can we mention Adam?
We don't need to talk about.
But it's not even the fact that like it's not even actually saying his name. It's like the way she's like Adam. Like, you know, it's just like just familiar, like Adam.
Look, Adam and I have
an
understanding.
Oh, Adam and I.
All good. So,
yeah, talk to Beth, yeah?
Jason has been very helpful in the situation, and thanks, big up to our lawyer. And Adam and I have an understanding, and Beth, it's all good, man. It's all good. You know, I'm not here to hate. Don't hate the play, hate the game. It's all good.
Wow.
Okay. Anywho.
Well, since I've done the last episode about the current state of wrestling, a few things have happened in the industry, which has caused a couple of eyebrows and a couple of rumblings. So let's start with the hard and heavy hitting one first, which is Cody Rhodes' departure from AEW.
Yes. This happened, was it last week?
Yeah, it was about two weeks ago.
I feel like a lot's happened in the last, like, 2 weeks. So
I haven't told you anything yet, the one I heard, but I'll get to that in due course.
Okay.
But Cody Rhodes, now this one, to be perfectly honest, this one kind of hurt. Because when AEW started up, as we all knew, Tony Khan was the money behind it. But it was the idea of Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks, and also one Cody Rhodes, who basically had the idea from his dad to start his own wrestling company, which he did. They ran about it the right way, built it from the ground, had the investment, and then boom, out of the blue, it just blew up. And to be perfectly honest, Cody, for what he did, got all of his mates involved. They built it up from the ground up, drafted in Chris Jericho at the turning point, then got Dean Ambrose, aka John Moxley from WWE, to jump in, and yeah, the stock was rising. It was rising to the point that when they had their first pay-per-view, there was a bit of a thing where WWE wrestlers were talking about it on Twitter, but they couldn't actually say they were allowed to talk about it. Anyone that did, they had to cross the boss, and you know what Vincent Kennedy McMahon is like.
Understanding, reasonable, and sane.
Of course. pretty much anyone that even remotely said anything connected, they were fined or possibly fired. So, yeah. So it was kind of a bolt from the blue that all of a sudden an announcement was made that Cody Rhodes has left the AEW. Now, when I first heard this, I honestly thought it was a work. Now, for those that don't understand what a work means, it's basically fake. But if you all know wrestling is sports entertainment. But I thought it was just an angle, part of the storyline that him and his wife had left the company. But it transpires that he really has. Now, one of the many reasons that was going around was due to power. He had a massive disagreement with the rest of his co-workers. No one doesn't really know the true point on what really happened. And to be fair, until Cody confirms it, no one knows. But one of the stories that was going around was basically he wasn't paid enough, and Nick Khan
says Jason, the lawyer, yeah. Allegedly. Cool.
Thank you, Jason, for that reminder. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Allegedly, he wasn't paid enough, and Nick Khan took the power away from him.
Tony.
Tony Khan, sorry. took the power away from him. And I believe Cody was one of the 7th highest earners of the company.
Well, considering his position in the company,
considering where he's at, it would make complete sense that he should be one of the would be one of the high earners. Do you know what I mean?
And you know who allegedly the highest earner is in that company?
Kenny Omega,
Chris Jericho.
That makes sense too. To be fair,
2nd is John Moxley.
Again, that makes sense as well, to be fair.
Why did it make sense, bruv?
Chris Jericho was he's a legend. He's been in the industry, working in the industry for God knows how many years. And he does, and obviously when you bring wrestlers like that in to a company like AEW, a brand new company, you want that you want that experience, you want that insight. And Chris is full of knowledge, he's full of insight, and his ability to adapt to every situation. He's always evolving. It makes perfect sense.
Okay, cool. Love
the
insight.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Jericho is one of the only few wrestlers in the world that forever has so many different alter egos and as what Bob said, evolved. Every time he's evolved, the wrestling fans evolve with him. Mm. It works. So it doesn't surprise me that he was one of the highest earners. I was shocked, though, to see that Young Bucks earned more than Cody.
They don't earn more. They do earn more than Cody.
No, no, they do.
Well, again, they're VPs. So when you're a VP, well, they're all three of them were like execs in the company. So
very high in the company. Yeah.
Yeah. So it makes perfect sense to me, especially with Young Bucks, because I think they gave the most collateral when it came down to it.
Mm-hmm.
But in all honesty, what was your opinion of Cody eventually, like at a point when he left? What was your feelings towards Cody as a wrestler in the company?
I honestly think he needed to turn heel, but he didn't want to.
Mm.
And it's kind of bizarre. It reminds me of the early day Roman where the crowd were pleasing him. Just turn heel, just do it, but you won't. And he was getting booed out of the building, but he was giving 10 out of 10 matches, so he was still working. So, I mean, it could have turned eventually if he wanted to, but just like John Cena with the whole fantasy of he could have became an NWO member, actually he didn't. He kept the good guy persona. He didn't care what the fans thought. As long as they were interacting, his job was getting done. He was going down that route. What do you think?
I felt like there was irony with his with him after in the end. I personally thought because he would make all those like those innuendos, those comments about or snide remarks or snide little callbacks to how a certain Triple H or Paul Levesque would had acted in the company, like, you know, obviously taking the shovel, getting the hammer and all that, burying the competition, putting himself first. And to be fair, okay, granted, he wasn't doing it on the level of Triple H, but I was seeing more of him on TV than anyone else for a period of time.
Yeah,
like I felt like he was always having these epic moments and epic storylines, and you had wrestlers like Brian Cage or what's his name? So exactly,
yeah,
like. I feel like I'm worried that AEW is going to go down the route of WWE in a sense. They have all this talent, but
not do anything with it.
Yeah, because Tony Khan right now is like he's got the money and he wants to buy new toys and like the best way to describe it, like Vince McMahon, he gets new toys and stores them because he sees the value in them, and basically he wants to keep them on the shelf until they build more value, until they build their own value like by themselves without any help. But Tony Khan, he wants to get these new toys and play with them straight away, and then after a while he's going to forget about them, and then you know.
Basically, it's Toy Story 2.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, level, it's Toy Story 2. You've got the ones who want to collect it and leave it there and just have them constantly collected versus the you've got to play with the toys that you have before the window is over. Because, and especially with like the prominence of us knowing much more now about injuries and all these things and how the kind of the game works, you've got a limited time. So this kind of just collecting and keeping like a Toy Story or a weird serial killer, it's just like, what the heck? Like, what the hell? Yeah, it's weird.
And that's the thing. It's really bizarre. I mean, when it was announced, I think that's what I was leaving work and it flashed up on my phone. I thought, well, this is a funny joke. Ha ha. Expect him to appear on Dynamite in a couple of weeks. And boy, he really hasn't appeared. And then when everyone started to upload pictures and saying thank you, I thought, oh, wow, this is really real. The shocking thing I heard is when I was hearing about him returning to WWE.
Yeah, that I don't... Okay.
At
the end of the day, he's a grown man. He can do what the hell he wants. At the end of the day, it would be a good paycheck for him. And he's got family support. He's just had the baby. Makes sense. But it's gonna be same shit, different day. Like he's been down that road, and I'm more than open to be wrong and be surprised. But considering that he left WWE for the very reason that he wasn't being used, he wasn't being taken seriously, he wasn't being treated like a main star, main character. He basically went out and built his own legacy and became probably one of the top wrestlers in the industry. Period. Everyone wanted him. He went to Impact. He went to Ring of Honor. He went to New Japan. He joined the Bullet Club. He did so much after leaving WWE, and because he knew his potential, he knew what he was worth, and everyone else saw what he was worth, and he was putting on awesome match after awesome match, turning different stories at left, right, and center. I mean, crying out loud, that the match he had with his brother Goldust or Dustin Rhodes even was a bloody killer, and like it told such an amazing story. Like this man is full of potential, but will Vince see that?
No, allegedly.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, one story I heard, I shouldn't laugh, but I went, you know what? If it's true, then damn. Apparently, everything was agreed in for return to WWE on the condition that he had to hide his American Nightmare tattoo. And as soon as he heard that, he's like, nah, I'm out.
What? Yeah. Just what incarnation? What incarnation? That's the best I got. What?
And anyway, you know what?
I'm not gonna put it beyond WWE to move mad. I just, do you know what I mean?
I'm gonna do WWE momentarily, but after hearing that, I'm like, you know what, Cody? If you do return to WWE, and the worst thing is WWE are playing up on this, because over the last few weeks, there have been promos that wrestlers have made. For example, The Miz recently did a promo saying he's going to call up a friend to help him against Rey Mysterio, and his friend is dashing looks. Now, dashing was a term that Cody used when he's in his early WWE run. He's known as dashing Cody Rhodes. But your friend Adam recently used a Cody reference, saying he liked to take on someone with a family history, so to speak, at Mania. So it's all on the edge, right? No pun intended, right now. Where's he gonna go? And you know what? If you go back, I hope it's a money thing, because we will all tell you this from now. We'll give it 2 weeks before you end up on main event. But I do think he might return after Mania. That's what I think. I don't know what you're thinking, bro.
I don't care. Wow. Again, you know how I feel about Roman Reigns. You know I love my boy. He's my trouble chief, head of the table for life. That's how it works. Yeah. And I've got to say, I'm liking the whole Brock Lesnar being a face. Brock Lesnar's on point, I've got to say. He's actually, yeah. I can't stress how good Brock Lesnar has been. But there are other wrestlers, and I don't care about them. That's a problem. If I don't care about if you've got over 50 people working for a company, and I only care about, what, four of them? There's a problem.
And you see, this is why I got an issue with WWE, especially with the last pay-per-view that they did, when they throw them to the Middle East. Going into that pay-per-view, that Bobby Lashley was injured, why fly him all the way there?
Yeah, that's what gets me. Yeah.
Why fly someone all the way there just to be put... Well, in fact, he didn't put through a glass. He was in the chamber, and he got taken out. So basically, he did nothing, and they flew all that way just to be open quote injured, to be injured for real anyway.
Because realistically, it's a contract thing. Because obviously, when it comes to the Saudis, they want to see certain wrestlers, and if, you know, whether they wrestle or not, it's not a point. As long as they see them, they're happy. It's like, crying out loud, the main person who's, well, I can't remember which prince or whatever who's in charge of this whole thing, literally wanted to have Yokozuna there, not realizing the man was dead. So
wait,
had
what?
To... Yeah, when...
I was like, wait, Yoko's dead, right?
Yeah, they like when they first started doing their shows, the first show was that Royal Rumble one they did, I think. Yeah. And...
Is that one where they banned women?
Yes. Well, there's quite a few banned women, so you know, that will blend for a while. Yeah. I mean, that's not a problem now. I mean, they do actually have women wrestling now.
Yeah.
But, when the original deal was made, they wanted the Ultimate Warrior, who was dead at the time.
He was dead.
And they wanted Yokozuna and Undertaker. But Undertaker, I think at the time, was still retired. I don't know if he was retired at the time, and it wasn't. I just
feel like I was going to see a cut to like a seance. Yoko.
No, they literally what they did was literally get a random sumo wrestler just to fill that void, because the guy was quite adamantly wanted a Yokozuna, so.
I still think my idea would be better. Just cut to like a seance and someone trying to get someone in like dressed up as Yokozuna, trying to channel his Ultimate Warrior spirit and see if they can get
Yoko Bonzai. Do you hear me?
And someone like it. Someone gets taken over by a spirit of Ultimate Warrior at his most inane. You see the hands that look into the prisms of the mind. Audi does the best cornflakes.
What?
You're making way too much sense. You need to calm it down. That's not Ultimate Warrior. Ultimate
okay,
Warrior
okay, 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 wait. Okay, wait, 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 wait. Okay, wait, wait.
All right,
okay,
go for it.
I look into the abyss. Hakuna Matata.
Again, that makes too much sense. You need to make up words. You need to make up words and planets.
I'm watching Nebuchadnezzar.
There you go, that's good.
With the yeah. And the ha ha ha. With the he. Shop at Lidl. Panna cotta.
Panna cotta. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Sorry about that.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. Oh dear, sorry about that, big man.
No, it's spot on. I mean, it's just a really poor, slippery slope. And as what Bob just recently said, when you've got around that 50 decent superstars and you care about four, kind of leads me brilliantly into the next subject, which is the part of the one Cesaro.
Yeah, even I messaged you about this one.
Yeah. Again, I'm shocked at how long he lasted. And it's a shame because was it last mania he was in that he had a match with Zeff? Was it last year?
Yeah.
Like, it was because what happened last year, says WrestleMania, he had his first singles match at WrestleMania. Like, it was his first time ever had a singles match at WrestleMania. And he'd been in the company over a decade. Am I right? Wow. Over a decade? I'm pretty sure he's been over 10 years.
Yeah.
But, and it was again, Cesaro doesn't have bad matches. I can't think of a match he has had that was bad. He's a great wrestler, he's a big guy, and he's a big guy that moves like a lightweight, and he's strong like anything. He's super strong. And you know, with someone like that, how can you not use that? How can you not use him to the best of abilities?
Yeah,
and like I think it was years back, Vince went on Stone Cold's podcast and. If you've ever seen or heard Stone Cold's podcast, Stone Cold don't ramp. He will ask the questions that make you uncomfortable. Like if you watch the video, you can see Vince is proper uncomfortable. Like he made him feel uncomfortable. He was pissed a lot of times. You could tell. But he was like, so Vince was like, so why didn't you push Cesaro? And like Vince was like, well, he's not pushing the needle. He's not, you know, he's not. I don't think he's gonna reach that. He's not reaching for that brass, that imaginary brass ring kind of thing. It's like. Wait, what?
What?
That's bullshit. That's absolute. What shit are you chatting, Vince? What are you talking about? And it was just Vince had no interest in Cesaro, even though he's probably one of the best wrestlers he has in his crew. But yeah, I'm surprised he lasted as long as he did. He clearly did it for the money. Because wrestler, because WWE pay well, obviously. But yeah, I can't imagine he won't be without work for a long time.
I hope for his sanity he actually doesn't go to AEW.
I agree.
I want him to go either Impact, because I think if he went to Impact, he'll become champion. He could easily run that. They'll adore him over there. Even Indie Circuit, even go Japan.
But why do you hope he doesn't go to AEW?
Because they're saturated with people.
Yeah. To be fair, with AEW, I can slowly see, if it's not careful, going down a WCW route right now.
That's what I was going to ask you guys. Is it going down a WCW route?
Because at the moment, they have way too many people in their books right now. And don't be wrong, we all love the idea of seeing like a surprise person coming along. And that's great. But when your roster is stacked, you're thinking, no. There is a time to stop. There is a major time to stop, and that time, for me, would be now.
But the thing is, the good thing about AEW is they don't hold you like hostage like WWE, because obviously with WWE, even though you are a freelance contractor technically,
yeah,
You're basically
you're still bound by contract. You can't work anywhere else.
AEW, that's not a problem. You can work anywhere else. You can work for other industries under in the indies, and it's not a problem. I mean, like, AEW are known for what they say, opening the forbidden door. So basically,
brother, big man, you all right? What? Are you okay?
Yeah, Liverpool just won the cup.
Okay.
That was high pitched. Is that what?
Okay.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay. For those who don't know, Big Man's watching the finals with his team, Liverpool, and apparently they just won. So congratulations, Liverpool.
Are you okay? Are you sure you're gonna be okay? You have to continue.
I'm all good.
Oh, look, he's crying.
Well, you know what? Sorry to cut, but it's something special when you see a goalkeeper score the winning penalty and then save the immediate next penalty. So yeah, I'm good. We won.
Okay. Back to wrestling.
I mean, that's the thing. AEW stacked the roster, and to be fair, they've got more people coming in. I mean, this just touching it with Cesaro. I mean, everyone here wish you the very best in what you do. Just don't go AEW because this
he probably will because it's been heavily.
Yeah,
it is.
I mean, hell, it's just like, you know what? If you want money, hey, man, we'll sign you. Hey, yeah. Sweet.
At the end of the day, do what's best for you, mate. You need a change.
Yeah, and which then links me to something different. Now, everyone who knows me well, especially you two, I'm a massive fan of the Wyatt family.
Oh, everyone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember them. Now, just to give you a little bit of insight, I remember years ago, me and Brad was at Sis, and I decided to show Sis a little clip of the Wyatt family when it was the Wyatts against the New Day.
There aren't the words for that. There's not the words.
Wasn't the one they invited them to the Wyatt compound?
That's the stuff of nightmares. Yeah, that's the one, right?
Yep, that man in the woods. Yep, someone getting an axe over their head.
I remember that. That still stands out.
Now, after obviously the sad death of Mr. John Huber. And, well, Bray no longer works for WWE. The whole wrestling industry was missing a dark element, a dark entity, a dark stable, if you were. AEW has kind of found that answer. Now, yet again, the masterstroke of Vincent Candy McMahon has struck again. He had a brilliant wrestler in his books by the name of Aleister Black, who was on the verge of greatness, and then because of his missus was involved in the whole Twitch scandal thing where
scandal's bullshit, that's what it was.
Yeah, which obviously back then if you had a Twitch account, WWE wanted you to get rid of it or give them half the payment that you made, which is bullshit, you know. So as for Spike, they candid her and then not used him for the best part of the year, then amazingly brought him back, started to push and then just got rid of him. And he then
wasn't that the guy with the stuff in the taxi that we said your stuff that they put their the black
that was Mickey James
so many firings over the course of 2 years, you know, it's hard to keep up,
to be fair.
Yeah, there's so many. And when they did that to Malachi to Aleister Black, I was pissed, yeah, to the point. As I've said many a time, membership's going to get cancelled. I'm done. I ain't watching it no more.
Uh-huh.
And he then went to AEW with a twist on the name from Aleister to Malachi Black. And what I loved and what he did, his character went from being a dark, mysterious character to just an out-and-out nutter. And I think he had a match with Seth Rollins where Seth attempted to take out his eyes, I believe.
Say what? Yeah.
It wasn't even a match. It was like something it was to do with the whole Rey Mysterio thing, but he did it to Aleister as a, like, you know, as a what I'm going to do to you thing and kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I'm going to take out your book.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what in the face off is this? Anyway, okay.
Oh. So, one thing about AEW, they allow you to create your own character and just run with it compared to WWE if it's all scripted and whatnot. Mm. So Aleister Black went to AEW with the same look, the same dodgy eye, and became Malakai Black. And right. Which, yep, so bear with me. He then took the same character, the same pretty much character, and thought, you know.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
No, I'm just going to run with it. He turned up, just beat the hell out of people, sprayed green mist in their face, in who their faces, male or female, doesn't really care right now, and they came out with
black... And maced people? What the... Okay.
Oh, that's been the thing. That's been the thing about wrestling for years. You should be. Come on now.
Oh, sorry. I'm just. I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm not really up on the whole Mason Raiden.
It basically is like it's the mist. It's basically when they have like green liquid in their mouth and they spit it out of people's faces. It's a thing.
That's so much better. Okay.
So he then for the last couple of months he's been talking about he needs to have a crew. He can't do this alone. He needs to expand. So then he... Side note, there's also another wrestling federation company called Ring of Honor, ROH. Unfortunately, Ring of Honor, if I'm correct, no longer exists.
I think they're slowly coming back. Cause they basically released all their talent. Because, like, for example, that's where Joe Hendry was, sis. That's where he went after... All right. What culture and stuff he went to.
But
I think because of the whole pandemic and everything they had to shut their doors, so they released everybody. But they are still technically a company.
So you might see their return, or they could be on the return. I guess we'll see.
Yeah, there could be a reunion and start again, so to speak. And one of their members, now I'm gonna remember the name, so I bear with me, Brody King. Now, Brody King is a large athlete, but yet again, moves like a lightweight. And him and Aleister Black, funny enough, when Aleister Black was in the Ring of Honor, they were a dangerous tag team. So think of a really dark Legion of Doom. That was them.
Okay. So
imagine the noise when Brody King appeared in AEW as Aleister Black's right-hand man. They've now got this little thing going on called the House of Black. Basically, it means you build it, we'll destroy it. We'll take on anyone and take out anyone. So a two-man crew is fine. The front fans were loving it. They're getting behind it. This week, the lights went out again. It's now become a three-piece. No, I'm not talking KFC. That's the third member of the team.
Let's get my fries.
One, Mr. Buddy Murphy, a.k.a. Buddy Matthews. Another WWE superstar who could have gone to so much more was involved in brilliant storylines until Vince Candian made that move. You saying, bro?
Yep. I'm going to say, yep, that's legit. Mm-hmm. Like he's like, he was like, they used to, WWE used to have a little subsection called 205 Live, which was basically for the lighter, smaller guys.
Right. Okay.
And he was a champion there. He put on some amazing matches, but the problem is no one watched it because WWE didn't care. No one else cared. But they had
obviously no promotion behind it, no potential to build an audience. Basically, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
So
yeah.
So I think recently they canned it now, so it's officially gone. But yeah.
But now. 205, no, Level Up, isn't it? That's what it's known as now.
I don't know, it's bullshit, as most things they do these days. So they say it's dead, so I was like, okay, it's dead now, so whatever.
Wow.
I've been told not to care, so why should I?
true that, okay.
Now, becoming a three-piece, the place went crazy. And this is what I'm talking about. When you build something from within and the crowd interacts with it, that's when they back you. And this is what wrestling is missing, is foundations and group entities. For me, one of the best foundations that wrestling had is when you have the corporation, which was Vince's old crew, the Ministry of Darkness, the Undertaker's crew, then you had the Nation. I'm so about laughing, because that wouldn't run right now. The so-called wannabe Islamic community, which that's what we're basically.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, God. No, actually, I remember hearing a story of that, because obviously when Farouk or Ron Simmons was at the peak of the popularity of the Nation of Domination, he was like in a street somewhere, and basically the proper like Brotherhood of Islam came up to him saying, "Hey man, we like what you're doing here, man. I really appreciate it. Maybe you should like have some of us come down and represent." And he was like, "Now you're good. Like he's trying to keep it kayfabe, but at the same time he was like, yeah, you need to kind of calm that shit down. You know, it's like, I'm not really a part of you guys. It's just an act, but he couldn't do that. But like the amount of times that people would come up to him and say, like, yeah, man, we'll come down and represent, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, please don't. Please don't.
it's just kayfabe. Please stop it.
That was peak WWE when they had all those groups. Especially the Nation, I'll always remember when they first came out, I thought, hang on. Are they really doing this?
You know what? I can't. When you say the Nation, I can't help but hear the theme.
We are the Nation.
Nation. The domination. I can't. Yeah. Whenever you say it.
But they were pro-choice. They had the token white guy, Owen Hart. It made that was fine.
We are the Nation.
See, you say the Nation. It's like the Bushwhackers. I just can't. You say something. I can't help even see something or hear something. When you say the Nation, I do just hear of domination.
As soon as I hear the Nation, I've just got a picture of seeing a couple of fists up in the air, and you knew what time.
Hey, put some respect on the name. That was the original Wakanda Forever. Put some respect on the name.
For real?
Oh my God, it was. Shut up. It was, you know. Oh shit, it was.
It really was, you're saying.
It really was. Oh my days.
I mean, to be fair, like I said, the Attitude Era had a lot to answer for, because that was peak. That is when Raw was 3 hours. And you watched 3 hours from start to finish, and when it ended, man, you were still cuffed and wanting more. Until now, where Raw, if I don't see it, then I had a good night's sleep.
Because you were off shift from the 12 hours they asked you to pull. Without breaks.
Oh, look, don't mention back shift, man. They might add shift pay-per-view, who knows, that might be a next one, because there's still talk about they might host a show at Wembley Arena at some point this year, but I doubt it very much. We got more hope of AEW doing their pay-per-view at Fulham's football ground than WWE coming to Wembley. But stranger things has happened.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where I have to diverge a little bit differently, because I'm one of those people, I'm very humble when I'm wrong. And it's painful to say this, right? And, bruv, yet again, owe it to you.
Well, I do.
Years ago, I was very much, as everyone knows, anyone but Roman.
Jeez. I remember in my front room, you were just getting anyone but Roman. I was like, why? What? And I'm new to it, so I'm like, what is going on? But you were just anyone but Roman. Oh, dear.
Now, after what he did on SmackDown, that speech, Yeah, I can't back the man any more so right now. I don't know if you saw that promo he did on Brock.
I haven't yet. I need to rewatch it, yeah, to be fair.
Without going fully in, the promo when he basically said, "This is my arena, this is my world. The cameraman that's filming this, that's my cameraman. The people in the arena, these are my people because they come to here see me. You watching at home, you're my people because you're watching me." Hearing all that, I laughed and I thought, you know what? As much as I'm a massive Brock Lesnar fan, give it to Roman at Mania. Give it. Because apparently, and don't quote me on this yet again.
Allegedly. Yes.
WWE might be ending the brand split.
Well, it's about time, to be honest. It's been kind of stupid. It might actually give them reason to use the wrestlers they've got.
Yeah, well, but this should be interesting. Now, with this unification fight between Brock and Roman, I have a little bit of an idea of how it should end. Now, bearing in mind, this is the most stupendous WrestleMania, as they call it, two-night event, and this is the main event on Sunday. Hear me out now. If I'm wrong, please bear with me. Roman wins. He's now the king. He has both titles. He's running both shows. And he has this thing that when he beats someone, he grabs the microphone and says, wherever he is, acknowledge me. So for WrestleMania, he's in Texas. So you probably say, Dallas, Texas, acknowledge me. There is only one way WWE can end this right now. For him to say that, and the following words appear on screen. If you smell what The Rock
is cooking,
I promise you, if those words are said at probably 5 a.m. in the morning, because let's face it, it's going to run into...
on which day? Because God knows how these shits are going with this one.
I think the first weekend of April, Houston's going to be deafening, because that is the only way I can see this storyline ending, because there is no one can physically beat this man. I mean, hell.
But they can't have The Rock beat him. They can't.
Why not?
Because again, it will just ruin the precedent. It will just be WWE, because like at the end of the day, like for some reason, when it comes to their veterans, they're almost invincible and you can't be beat. Like, I mean, other than him beating Goldberg recently, but... That makes sense, because like, there you kind of, because the whole idea for like in wrestling, the whole idea of you being a veteran is that you need to put over the new guy.
Yeah,
The Rock did it for Brock Lesnar back in the day, because obviously Brock was the rookie and Rock was the established champion, and he lost to him clean. So basically, what that means is that he lost without any shenanigans. There was no like cheating or anything. It was a straight
beat him.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And that's what The Rock kind of The Rock's job, in a sense. So, but like, it's been recently, or I say in the past few years, like that hasn't been the case. It's been like, for example, Goldberg's come along and like when Bray Wyatt was champion, he came along and beat him. Like, wait, what? No.
But hold on. Hashtag Bray was never pinned. But continue. No, that's actually been brought up recently, that there's a list that came out that WWE published of superstars that Roman has beaten. Bray Wyatt's name on it, and Bray actually tweeted, "Let's get it right. You pinned Braun Strowman. You didn't pin me." So
that's true. That is true. But I'm talking about his match with Goldberg.
Goldberg, yeah, just retire now. Yeah,
but
they call him Goldberg.
Yeah, come in.
Boy, Heberg.
His entrance is longer than his matches, and the fact that he out and went sleepy was a fitting way to end.
I'll say what? Someone went to sleep.
Right, he got choked out, basically. Yeah,
By Roman, he got choked out, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought he actually was like... Look, he catches too easy, yeah? Wait, me up in the end.
No, like... like, realistically, to build a good story, this whole Roman Reigns saga, this is what you should have done. This is, okay, I am no professional wrestler, I'm just a fanboy, but as a fan, what I would like to see is, okay, let Roman go in this tear of beating everybody. He beats Rock, cool. The Rock comes back, he beats The Rock, cool. And then who is left? You should bring in someone like that would have been a key moment, to bring in someone like Cesaro or someone like Keith Lee, like this new up and coming big person. Yeah, exactly. Build them up, give them some good wins, get them, when you have someone like Roman Reigns, you need to be building up someone else that's a counter foil. So it's basic storytelling. You need a polar opposite, and then when it's his time to shine, you have this guy building up like all these wins, all these matches, having these banger shows, and then the moment comes, boom, I'm going to challenge you for that title. Boom, acknowledge me. Boom, let's clash. Done. That's how it should be done. But Vince has Vince used to do this so well back in the day, so well, and he just died, man. I'm done.
Well, there's so many ideas going. I mean, it's inevitable.
Allegedly,
I mean, don't be wrong, Rock versus Roman will be ahead of a match, and it's been something that's been spoke about for WrestleMania next year. But due to Rock's filming schedule, that's looking pretty much no. But he did accidentally tweet something saying, WWE Universe, get ready, I'm coming back, which he quickly deleted. So it's on the wall, he's coming. The only question is when. I mean, I'm already sad that Austin is having a match at Mania this year.
Why are you sad?
Why? I'll tell you the reason why. I'm a massive Stone Cold fan. Met the man many, many years ago. And I believe that if you're retired, stay retired, yeah? I mean, hell, you had a major spinal surgery, yeah? And you're lucky to be walking, to be perfectly honest. And don't get me wrong, if you feel great, you can make the comeback. Great, but you left on a hell of a match you had with Rock. That was your last match. As much as I love Kevin Owen, a match between you two just for a clash of stunners, no. Then I heard that allegedly, a match between Austin and Goldberg. Now I'm sorry, yeah, that is a car crash waiting to happen.
Yeah,
we know what Goldberg can do to people.
Yeah, Goldberg and Undertaker, anyone? Hello?
Jesus.
Yeah. Live in case of car crash waiting to happen. Please, it's not about fan service anymore. Just let the man retire and retire gracefully.
But here's the thing. Who's doing the writing now?
That's a very good question, because it seems like anyone's doing the writing.
There's a writing team. But then a lot of times, from what I've been hearing, Vince allegedly likes to sees a script and then just tears it up.
Okay.
And they just literally do it on the day. It's like,
oh, for God's sake.
If that's the case, then why do you have writers?
This brings me swiftly to another subject, quickly, from the ball of my arm. You heard about Vince's match at Mania, right?
Yes.
Sorry, what?
Yeah. I knew you loved this one, sis.
Oh, no.
Don't ask the boss, Mr. McMahon, having a match at Mania. And with 76-year-old Vincent Kennedy McMahon is back in the ring against wrestling commentator Pat McAfee.
Are you sure this isn't like Celebrity Deathmatch you're talking about? Has that made a comeback? Is this what we're talking about? Because that makes sense.
Once upon a time, Vince and Stone Cold were on Celebrity Deathmatch having a match, to be fair.
So, that was pretty funny.
No, I remember that one. I remember that one. That was hilarious.
But yeah, I got nothing to say.
Nothing to be said about that. I mean, when I heard that, it's like April the 1st. Why? Do I not need... Well, actually, to be fair, that could be, because it's that weekend. But still, no. Granddad, relax. Yeah, just count the money.
Joker, calm yourself down, mate. Just retire and let someone, like, I don't know, like Triple H do it, take over, please.
Oh, please, no. No. You should remember last time Triple H did something good. Vince took out the whole team. Remember, you remember when NXT was black?
Yes, and Triple H can fix it. I have faith in him. Just go to sleep.
You know what it is? It's somebody who's got their hold on the reins and don't want to let it go and still think they're like, I still got it. And it's like, no, put it down, take off the safari suit and sit down. Because if you want the, and it's like your ego is now too involved rather than the brand. Rather than you saying, let me leave a legacy. Let me just be quiet as kept and let the writers do their thing. But no, Vince ain't going to do that. And Vince ain't going to do that until he dropped down dead in the ring.
Now, that would be a hell of a way to end WrestleMania. And then play No Chance in Hell. But the Mickey take behind.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
I can imagine having that literally... having a heart attack right in the ring and him just shouting like cameras, don't stop filming! Screw, keep going, god damn it! Like,
could you see how ready he gets as well? So yeah. You know, oh my.
Take me too, bitch, take me too.
Right, bitch, having a heart attack, I don't care, stop him on homie, god damn it! You keep wrestling, god damn it! Or you're fired!
That's a really good bit. He died doing what he loved, cussing everybody out. Autopsy. His heart actually exploded. Like, it was my life. Oh no, don't forget his ceremony or do-rag, please, for the love of God.
Oh, do-rag. Look, if he turned up in Mania with the do-rag.
Just don't tell me. Just don't tell me. Just say, we'll have a safe word or something. We'll just need something where I don't need to be told, because with him doing his Brockfoot crypt shuffle, I don't need it. Okay, it's bad enough that my husband wants to buy a Snoop Doggy Dog's tracksuit for the halftime show. I'm going through enough stress. I don't need to see that. Okay. Oh, God.
To be fair, I wouldn't actually see him, to be honest.
To picture him in that as well, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's true. He might be onto something there, sis. I'm not going to lie.
He's been crip walking all weekend. It's been a very weird weekend.
But finally, and no means least, you remember a couple of years ago, a couple of months ago, where Big E was the champion and it was all about the new day?
No, I blinked and it ended, so I can't tell you what happened.
Yeah, exactly. What's going on? How can a man, who was the champion, is now taking on Lost Heartthrobs on SmackDown and get demoted so quickly? He's like he's gone from champion to cleaner in the space of 3 months.
Hey, what can I say? Black never. That, no,
that's how I was going to say, is that reverse Keith Lee?
No. That would have to mean that Keith Lee was actually seen on TV, but when he was last seen on TV, he got fired like almost the next day. So I don't think that counts.
Gave the man a documentary to Ross. Lord, I'm still vexed about it.
To be fair, that's it. They gave him a full blown documentary. You know,
See, there's a pattern developing with WWE in it. We'll give you all the fan service documentary, and they're going out. Yeah, you're out, Keith Lee, mate. You're fired. That's pretty much a run right now. WWE will give you the very best, and that's literally your way out. It's sad. I mean, the whole Big E thing. I mean, I'm not Big E's biggest fan, but I respect for what they've done, and I think it's brilliant for what he's done. But the shocking treatment of how the man was literally demoted so quickly. I mean. Oh, the man was on Raw, next time the man's on SmackDown. I thought, hang on a second, when you... There was no drop.
You shouldn't be surprised, though, but do you remember Kofi Mania?
So what was that?
Exactly. Yeah, look how fast...
Let's not, please.
Exactly. So, you know, just like... Do you remember the Hurt Business?
Don't piss me off. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, I'm just saying. just like...
Put the Hurt Business t-shirt... And the day that t-shirt arrived, yeah, that group split up and that got dashed in the bin. Yeah, so...
That's a good t-shirt, man. Keep that shirt.
What, as a cleaner, yeah? Cloth? Because that...
Hey man, they were the Hurt Business were legit threat and a good group, but we can't have nice things, you know. But you know, at the end of the day, okay, I'm just gonna say it like it is. At the end of the day, there's only gonna be so much a black wrestler can do in WWE, because at the end of the day, WWE is for predominantly, realistically, for white people.
Yeah,
that's the be all end all. They'll do their little things for Black History Month, and they'll do their moments for, like, you know, they'll give us our time to shine. But the only person that seems to have shone as bright as anyone in the industry was The Rock, because I'm the reason why The Rock probably was able to do that is because he had heritage behind his name.
So, and don't forget, like, the whole, like, I think because of the heritage that The Rock had as well, because I still remember to this day, like, when he left the first time and took the name with him, and Vince was pissed. Vince was stupid. Like, Vince was mad vexed. Probably, like, he was more vexed than Tyrese. He was honestly vexed. He was vexed about it. I remember hearing about it and everything, because The Rock took everything with him, built his own brand off that, and it didn't belong to WWE. And then, you know, so when I see him working back with open arms and all kiki-ki and grinning, it's like, you got played. But then it's like, obviously, like, it's like, I can see Vince saying, I'm not going to allow anyone else to do that to me again. But yeah, they ain't got no time for that. They're not going to, because they're not going to allow a saturation of too many women or too many black folks or too many brown folks or too many, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
And because Vince is a piece of shit, allegedly, in my opinion. Thanks, Jason. All good. but yeah, and it's not going to allow them to shine, regardless, sort of respective of talent, because we keep seeing it again and again and again.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like look at Bianca Belair. She had, like, one of the best WrestleMania moments. Then, like, the next WrestleMania, it was destroyed because Becky Lynch came back, and it was like, wait, what?
Oh, SummerSlam, but like, that pissed. Yeah, but basically, Kofi treatment.
Yeah.
It's for so long, and then all of a sudden, within 60 seconds, was, to quote Big E, was all a dream. That's what it was.
It's almost like, how dare you be so good? How dare you be so good? And that's the thing. It's almost like, on a level, I almost feel like, boycott. Like, just don't, because it's like, it doesn't matter how good you are. I mean, and I hate, like, when I see, like, new folks with, like, their fresh face and their dream and everything. It's like, I want to take them and go, sweetheart, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how good you are. It doesn't matter how much you do. It doesn't matter how amazing you are. It doesn't matter if you're literally coming out there like the next Eddie Guerra. He don't care. Because he wants to send you up. He wants to send up black folks as, you know, do-rags, crip walks and gangsterism. That's it. No depth to them. Like, because even, like, with the whole New Day thing, yeah, I remember you guys told me they didn't want to do it. They didn't want to lean into the fact that they were, like, black nerds.
No, they went to lean into the fact that, because what they went to do, because the only reason why the New Day works is because Kofi bet on himself and said, like, if you let us do it this way and it doesn't work, you can fire us. You can fire me. And Vince's like, all right, cool. And basically went, because obviously when he first came in, they were like a choir group, like a overly, like,
oh,
like a, like,
yeah,
like a positivity and all this.
And they'll push
as good guys, but no one liked them. So Kofi was like, let's be bad guys then. And Vince was like, no. And then obviously Kofi was like, not Kofi, Xavier Woods was like, all right, if we let us do this and we're not successful, you can fire me. Boom. And he was like, all right, take that bet. So, like, yeah. So, yeah, it is what it is. Just move on. There's not much you can do about it.
Yeah.
Just move on. All I'll say, support the wrestlers. And there are, like, black-owned wrestling organizations. Like, Booker T has his own wrestling organization. So, support things like that, man. Because at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah, that's the only way. And until that piece of shit, you know, explodes into a million suns and dies on the goddamn ring, ain't gonna be no changes. Because the same thing, like, we literally talked about this for 2 years, and it's the same thing of holding these people and collecting them like collectibles and letting them just sit there and rot. And then go, yeah, I'm done with you, yeah. Or just, or like, oh, your kit's in the Uber. Peace out, yo. And it's like, what? Yeah.
Now, you know what? Usually, this is about the time we will say thank you for listening, and that's a bit of a wrap, but actually, it is a wrap. So usually, Sis will usually do the honour, so I'm going to hand back the host to the host for the most. Sis, would you like to take it away for us?
Thank you very much. So polite. This is all new. Thank you very much for listening and giving us your ears and your time. Feel free once again to send in your opinions, your feedback, your requests, whatever, to centuriesofenders@gmail.com. You can also find us on Instagram at messeduppod. You can also find us on Twitter at andmess. Bruv, what's your socials?
You can find me on YouTube under Interclassic Gaming, and you can also find me on Instagram, Twitch, and TikTok under InstantClassic_gaming. Big man, how about you, brother?
I am very easy to find, no pun intended. I'm on Twitter at War3782 and on Instagram at Mr_Roberts_V1.
And any street corner in Brixton, you whore.
True, or Peckham. Bring your MD2020 friend. Thank you very much for your time and your ears. Stay safe, look after yourselves. Thank you very much. And thank you, big man. Peace out.
See you later.
Yes, bye. And that's why we're messed up. Produced by the Centuries Avengers, edited by Instant Classic Gaming, and music produced by Box Room Music.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.